Listening, part 3. Listen to an expert in traveling affairs, read statements and choose the right answer. Settling down. I become quite an expert at this, Helen thought as she sorted through yet another overflowing drawer. She had relocated constantly over the last few years, as her company had assigned her to different projects around the country. She normally worked on 6 months contracts, going into organizations to reorganize their personal departments. To begin with, she had stayed in hotels, but the novelty had soon worn off. She enjoyed having her room cleaned and tidied, and her bed made for her at first, for example, but then she found herself longing for independence and a place of her own. And so, she now insisted on being given her own accommodation. After all, this benefited the company, as she was no longer claiming expenses for food and laundry. Helen remembered her worst experience of staying in a hotel. It had been in Aberdeen, Scotland, where she had ended up staying for 9 months. Her room had been changed constantly, so she had never known which room she would be sleeping in from 1 week to the next. On top of that, she didn't like the hotel restaurant. Aberdeen cattle produce fine steak, and the Scots are rightly proud of it. But as Helen never admitted, she had practically survived on toasted cheese sandwiches for the whole of her stay. Now she was off to Bristol, yet another new city. The contract this time was for a full year. The local water company was planning to reduce their workforce by at least 30% over this period. Helen was beginning to get tired of always being the bearer of bad news. When she had chosen her profession at college, she had imagined it would be rewarding, but it was becoming rare to find a business planning to expand. Still, the company had found her a studio flat in a quite residential area. From the photographs she had seen, Helen thought it looked quite promising. Bristol was a beautiful city with some stunning architecture. The City Museum and Art Gallery was one of Helen's favorite buildings, and as admission was free, she began to pop in whenever she was passing. Before long, she was on first-name terms with the museum staff, and they would let her know in advance about upcoming lectures and other events. Meanwhile, Helen realized that she was no longer so eager to get to work. At first, she put this down to the depressing nature of the task, then to the dull, cold office she was working in. However, she finally had to admit that she had been spending whole days just getting through the day, impatient for it to end so that she could visit the museum. Helen knew that her feelings would not change. She eventually decided that this contract would be her last. Once Helen had made her decision to leave her job, she found that the days passed much more quickly. She wanted to leave her job with good references, and so she carried on working really hard. She also began job hunting. As she looked through the vacancies in the local newspaper, one in particular caught her eye. It was for an exhibition coordinator at the City Museum and Art Gallery. The salary was much less than Helen was currently earning, but it would be enough for her to live on. Her administration and management skills would both be useful, and she felt hopeful of obtaining an interview. What a nice place to call home, she thought as her bus crawled through the city center.